Hello everyone, welcome to another Experiencing Geologic.
Hello my beautiful, my wonderful, and my loyal listeners. Welcome to another episode of Experiencing Geologic. I'm your lovely host, Geologic, and this is episode 232. The topic of today's podcast will be doing the hard thing. We had some chilly weather, I'll say like Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday of this week in Houston, but I kind of enjoyed it. It gave me time to rest up. It gave me time to unpack from my trip to Turks and Caicos. And again, you're talking to someone that is a Capricorn. You're talking to someone that's a winter baby in this city and in this state. Houston, Texas. I am grateful for anything below 70, to keep it real with you. I sweat too much throughout the year. So I'm grateful for the chilly weather. It lets me know that all is still well with the world. If it was hot all year round, I would not make it here. For some reason, I think I'm going to restart Succession on Max. I'm just in grind mode, I think. I think I'm tired of having fun. Fun time's over. I think I really just want to tap in and change my life financially. I'm just ready for the next bigger steps. So I know tax season is right around the corner. Really, after tax season, I'm going hard. Well, I'm going even harder. And I'm praying that by this summer, I can really start interviewing for these six-figure positions. I really have to focus and double down so I can get this information in. I need the information just in my DNA, no cap. That's all I have for an update. It's some stuff I want to do around my mom's house to help her as well. So I just need more money to make that happen. And if I get debt free, I'm definitely going to buy another house in my name by myself. Definitely going to buy another house. So I just have some goals that I want to accomplish by 30. I'm just ready to really get focused. I think God has taken a lot of things out of my life to really focus me. And he has done these things to remind me that I am not like you all. I am different. I am anointed. I am chosen. I am the one. And it's going to be harder for me in a more rocky road, but it'll be worth it. And again, thank you for my friends. Thank you for my supporters. Thank you for anyone that has prayed for me. Now let's get into it, buddy. All right, so doing the hard thing. Listen here. You got to put yourself through hard things. You have to hold yourself accountable. When you do these things, it will automatically build discipline and mental strength. The gym is a really good example of this. Putting yourself through hard things, holding yourself accountable. This will build discipline and mental strength. I've only been in the gym for August, September, October, November, December, January. Damn, it's about to be 6 months. It's the hardest thing I've ever done besides the coding. Those are both pretty much up there. I've never really been a consistent gym girly. Never. Even in like middle school and high school, I hated the gym. I would rather run on the track, or I would rather play the sport volleyball. I would rather do anything than go to the gym. But now I kind of get the discipline and the mental strength that comes from it, because not only are you driving there, you're going in, you're stretching. I don't know about y'all, but I gotta stretch. I am a naturally tight and stiff person. You gotta warm up. You gotta do those hard exercises. You gotta add that weight on. You have to have good form or you'll get injured. Reading books throughout the year, that's gonna make you hold yourself accountable. You can physically see the books that you've read and completed reading, right? So putting yourself through hard things, holding yourself accountable, it will automatically build discipline. It will build mental strength, and you will be so locked in. You'll be so disciplined that exercise will be an essential part of your day. Reading a book will be an essential part of your day. Coding will be an essential part of your day. Eating healthy foods, walking your dog, getting 30 minutes of sunlight, recording a podcast, right? I've been doing this now for going on 5 years in May. It's muscle memory. Because of that, you will become stronger and in better shape than you've ever been. Better mental shape, better physical shape, better emotional state. You just got to stay busy. And I think doing the hard thing is staying busy. you can choose to stay content and stay in your bubble and continue doing what's working for you. Or you can try to cut off distractions, do the hard thing, you know, read some books, research, listen to podcasts that are informational, inspirational, and informative. Did I say informational and inspirational and informative? Let's cut out informational. Let's say informative. And I think I'm at the point of where growth comes from being fed up. Enormous growth comes from being fed up. And I've been fed up since I graduated college. Why, Gia? Why have you been fed up? Because I decided to go to college to study my passion. And my passion does not pay very well. It seemed like when I graduated college, inflation happened, the shutdown happened. I don't know if you all are noticing it, but the poor are becoming poorer and the richer are becoming richer. So I need to get rich. Before I go into my deep dive, right, of the episode, I want to take time out to speak to you all about Magic Mind. Magic Mind has truly been life-changing. When I wake up in the mornings, I look forward to my morning routine, including Magic Mind. Just know that when you hear a new episode of Experiencing Geologic, Magic Mind is in my system. It truly gets me in the flow of things and it gets me in a conquering mindset. Lately, I have been creating to-do lists, but have been hesitant to follow through. With the assistance of Magic Mind, I am reaching my full potential. It can be so easy to talk yourself out of things, but it's a little bit harder for me to do so or for me to be lethargic once I take this special energy shot elixir. Coffee is definitely not in the plans for me. I don't like coffee breath. I don't want brown teeth, nor am I patient enough to use a coffee machine. Is that what you call it, a coffee machine? I don't even know. So as soon as I head downstairs to eat breakfast in my robe, I'm grabbing a Magic Mind energy shot straight out of the fridge. Remember, I am just like you all. I am balancing life, work, being a dog mom, and a podcast creator all at once. Sometimes it can be discouraging. But Magic Mind helps me stay positive, productive, and wanting more. I don't need coffee. I'm waking up more refreshed from my slumber. I am substantially happier and pragmatic. And my favorite ingredients would have to be the lion's mane mushrooms and the ashwagandha. Those ingredients truly work wonders on me. Since I have shared Magic Mind with my mother, her short-term memory loss has decreased. And to be completely honest, I think she loves this product more than me. So how do you obtain Magic Mind? The Magic Mind team has created a super offer for me to share with you, okay? So my listeners, you all can get up to 56% off of your first subscription in the next 10 days and 20% off of your one-time purchase with my code GIA20. That is my name in all caps. GHIA, the number 2, and the number 0. You can get Magic Mind at magicmind.com/JanGia. That is magicmind.com/, in all caps, JANGHIA. And redeem the discount code GIA20. And as if this special isn't already sweet enough, Magic Mind will give you 1 month free when you subscribe for 3 months. Go ahead, visit the website, use my code. But hurry up, the 56% discount only lasts 10 days from our episode airing date. So go grab some Magic Mind and start 2024 off right. I need to become rich because I got things to do. I have a lifestyle that I want to maintain. You're talking to someone that's been alone her whole life. Yes, I have a plethora of friends that love me and adore me, but when I come home, I'm by myself. So most of the time I'm with my mom and my dog. And when you don't really kick it with family either, baby, I gotta shop and I gotta put that shit on and I have to have a cute car and I want at least one more dog. That's the lifestyle I want for myself. If you're okay living your minimal lifestyle and whatever you have going, hip hip hooray. Maybe you're married and your income doesn't really matter. Hip, hip, hooray. Those aren't my circumstances. Maybe my circumstances will change, but as of 2024, I need that money. And I just feel like, why did I go to that hard ass school for me to come out? I owe them like 24 bands. I owe the University of Houston and West Los Angeles Community College a total of $24,000. I think after I pay off my car, I really want that GLE truck. I want that GLE truck really, 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 really badly. And then I might get the Taycan under my business name once I pay off the Alfa Romeo. Do y'all see what I'm talking about? Like, I'm not regular. I got so many plans and so many things that need to be bought and purchased. I got houses I need to buy. Like, you get it? I gotta get with it. The money gotta come. And I am blessed and I am grateful for what I do have, but I just want to go a little bit harder. This just seemed like the perfect title of the podcast, Doing the Hard Thing, because again, here's that growth that's coming from me being mad that I'm not making more. Coming from me being mad that I graduated college when Donald Trump was president and I saw the negatives of him being president. And here I am again, 8 years later, about to watch him become president again. And that's making me fed up. Because there's only about four things positive that this man did. Everything else was turmoil and drama. Does nobody else remember what it was like living in a country where Donald Trump was our president? Listen, so doing the hard thing, taking the long road, having morals that you want to uphold, we know that these are difficult things to do. I could wait tables all day. I could do bottle service all day long, probably longer than most people because I got a baby face. But I really want to learn some more high level skills that I can take on with me, I can build on, and that will get me respected. I think something I really want in this life is respect, and that doesn't come easy. A lot of people don't just give and hand out respect. So I'm gonna go get it out the mud, and I'm gonna make y'all respect me. Spending time alone, being disciplined, being honest, being a hard worker, having integrity are hard things to do. Following your intuition, that's usually right, is a hard thing to do, as opposed to just wanting to do something that feels good in the moment versus something that'll feel good 3 years from now. It's very hard. Ooh, that's a hard one for me. It didn't used to be, but lately. But if we just hold back for right now and think about what'll make us feel good in 3 years, I think it'll be worth it. 2023 taught me that 80% of success is just showing up when you don't feel like it. Because if you can show up then, you can push through any roadblock. That sets you apart extremely. When you pull up, when you arrive, when you do something you really don't want to do, that is more than half of the battle, is just showing up. The work is going to get done because you're already there. You get what I'm saying? It's not that deep. It's hard though just to make that decision and just to get past that roadblock. But I think the moral of the story is you versus you. It's you versus your mind. You have to surround yourself with better decisions, better and more positive people. People that won't trigger you. People that won't tempt you. If you want a better life. If you want to make more money. If you want to be more successful. If you want to be a better person. A more lovable person. A more respected person. Doing things the easy way. Doing things the fast track way. It won't have any lasting effects. That is all I have for episode 232 of Experiencing Gia Logic. All right. I want you guys to follow my podcast on Spotify. I need 100 followers on Spotify for me to monetize this podcast again. Please support this podcast. In the bio of every episode, there's a support link in the bottom of every single detailed description. Subscribe to me on Apple Podcasts. Follow so you can get the notifications every time that I drop. And send this podcast to someone that you know will need it, will benefit from it. This is tea and it's hot, okay? So get it while you can. I hope you all have a blessed day. Happy 2024. Happy 2020 and more. Is that what I said in the last one? I'm gonna have to get that down. I'm gonna get that down though. I will talk to you all next time.